Hello and welcome to the Simplicity of Happiness When More Is Too Much. This podcast offers tips and techniques for a better life.
And before we start with another episode of the Simplicity of Happiness podcast, I would like to remind you that you can find out all about me and my thoughts on simplicityofhappiness.com, as well as Patreon, where I am providing extra content for all of you who support me and the education of children in Africa. And now relax and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to another episode. I just realized I'm approaching the 200, and sometimes I'm questioning who wants to hear 200 episodes of me talking, and what is there to tell you? Well, I am taking my inspiration out of things that happen to me every day in coaching situations and real life situations, and sometimes I see a bigger picture. Sometimes I see a relationship and I take it as a metaphor for something in life, because I believe we are alive to let our soul grow. Well, whatever that means, I mean, substitute soul to whatever you want to. But isn't there something nice about that, that we are here to grow? Well, we are obviously growing. We are born and then we grow. And then at some point we stop and that's it. And then we decay again. No, I think there is something more than just the material stuff that we are made out of. And I want to let that grow as long as I am alive, because maybe that will stay. At least it will stay within others. And sometimes it takes time to grow. Well, I used that time during the lockdown, during Corona and COVID-19, where I basically can't leave Switzerland. And even today, although I could leave, I couldn't come back. So I'm staying here, and I used that time to reconnect with living beings. And somehow by heart, I am an animal guy. Somehow I am a farmer. And I worked on a dream I had for a long time, having my own little farm. And as far as it is possible, because there's not too much land, there's not too much space in Switzerland. Everything's already owned by somebody. You can't just go out there and say, well, I'm going to buy a huge farm here. So I had to go with the possibilities that I saw. And now I'm raising a couple of animals, and around 150 different at the moment. Most of them some kind of birds. And the interesting thing about birds is that they hatch from eggs. And right now, as I am recording this podcast, I have some goose. I think it's geese in the plural, because there are a couple of them. And they are hatching at the moment. And the one thing, it's amazing that you take that egg and you just heat it to a certain degree. And you let it rest. Sometimes you turn it around. That's all you do. And after, depending on the species, 16 to 30 days, a living being hatches out of the egg. And the moment they hatch, they are breaking the shell of the egg at one point. And then nothing. very often, for very long, nothing. They just take a rest. Because they need to develop further, because they need to get ready to step into this world, because they need to collect some more power, some more energy, because this is quite an quite heavy work to open that shell from the inside, especially if you have never been around on this planet before. And it takes all my concentration not to do anything, not to want to help. Because if you do, most likely you're going to kill that animal because it is not completely ready. And if you open that shell, it will die while you're opening it. And so often, that's the same with helping other people. Mentally, especially mentally. It's the same with coaching. It's the same with giving advice. If there is a possibility for change with somebody, and think of somebody around you, a colleague, a coworker, family member, doesn't matter if parent, sibling, or mostly kids. Sometimes people come to a point where they struggle. Kids where they want to ride the bike and they are not able to yet. Or anything else that they are learning. Very often, especially the grown-ups, come to a point where they are mentally challenged, where they are stuck. And this is why I think that we should, or that we will, evolve and grow mentally as long as we are alive. So imagine that person in your life that has a struggle and you see the solution, either because you are already capable of doing it or because you see the mental hurdle that they are stuck at. Listen to them. Ask them the question and create the surrounding. That's like my hedging eggs. I can't put them in the freezer. They will die. Can't put them outside. They will die. I will have to keep a certain amount of temperature and humidity inside that box. And then I let them grow. And I let them take their time. Think about that. How often do you want to push other people there? How often do you want to give them the solution? And then you are frustrated because they don't take action upon it. It's because that idea has to grow. And that solution has to come to them. Well, and that shall be it for today. Pausing a lot today, I think it is something for deeper thoughts. And it won't help if I'm just pushing and going on and chugga, 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 next, 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 next. No, sometimes it makes sense to rest. To let the seed grow and then come back and check on it. Check on the surroundings. Check on the environment. Check if there's any help that you could offer, and then you let it evolve further. Where do you, in your life, see a person or a situation that is ready for growth? And what is the seed that you can put there? And how will you make sure that person has the environment to grow without you pushing? Well, having said that, I hope you have some good thoughts about this. And until then, take care of yourself, my friend, and I'll talk to you next time.